coming to you live from inside the globe, perched high atop the Bugle Planet building in sunny Gotham City. It's Hey Kids Comics with two guys who are always ready to seduce the innocent, your hosts, Andrew Farmer and the Jedi Cole Houston. And now it's time for Hey Kids Comics.
First show of 2017. I am your host, Andrew Farmer.
With it me begins.
As, it begins. It begins.
Actually, it's technically the second show of 2017.
Oh, because we didn't release
it. Just to be the, you know, to fill in for any pedants out there who might wish to point out the that, yes, we in fact did publish the last issue in 2017.
Well, they can shut up.
Yeah.
This
is our first. It's like places that have a grand opening 5 weeks after they open.
Right.
Da-da-da-da-da. Welcome to the first show of 2017, because we wanted an even number.
Yeah, let these pin-pushing internet bullies with their green see-through visors and their adding machines, they can suck it. I just invented a villain for us. Just invented a villain for us. Yeah, that's Cole, by the way. That is host Cole Houston, also runs the Jedi Cole universe over there. I don't know, trumpet? Was that a trumpet?
That was. But right now I'm doing my accounting and my green visor and my calculator.
Oh, it's you! It's you, Osmodeus!
Yeah, it was me all along.
Damn you, Osmodeus! Damn you! Oh my god!
Somebody's got to pay for this shit. So, all right.
So we're relaxed. We had a show last week, but we're coming off of our Christmas holiday break, and you know we love to talk about toys. So thought we'd ease into this year. I think
this is the fun way to start, because if you followed the show, you know we do the periodic toy issue. We just have to. Because there's always so much to talk about. There's always so much new coming out these days, which is thrilling.
Right. It gets in more insane.
I mean, thrilling in the way you don't discuss, you know, with your grandma.
It's just like a Rick James kind of thrilling.
Yeah, exactly. It's the kind of thrilling you don't take home to mother.
Thank you. God, that's a mental image. You want to talk about your Rocky Dennis Back to the Future image. My mind is now filled with images of Cole with a jerry curl and like a red leather jumpsuit on. Nobody needs. Matter of fact, my number one on my toy wish list this year is that action figure, Cole in a red leather jumpsuit with a cherry curl. I would kill to have that action figure.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to
now, there's a challenge for customizers everywhere.
Oh, my God. I imagine, I don't know if there's a Rick James action figure out there, but if there is, all I'm saying is all you would need is a Cole head to go along with that Rick James action figure. Just unsculpt the hair, right? Sculpt it right onto Cole's head. It'd be great. But anyway, we digress.
Well, you know, and absent an actual Rick James action figure, it occurs to me you can make if you can get your hands on an old, a vintage J.J. Arms action figure, you can make Rick James Beyond.
Rick James Beyond.
Yeah, especially this story of Rick James when he gets like cybernetic implants.
Oh my God, I would watch. Wasn't he the villain in that 1992 Captain America movie? the Soviet super soldier. He was Red Star, but he took his mask off and it was Rick James Beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bucky. That was the original idea for Bucky. Yeah, it was Rick James Beyond. But yes, toys. We're going to talk about toys tonight because we love toys. And coming off of, we are middle-aged men that every year at Christmas or around the holidays, I can tell you for myself, and I think I can speak pretty freely for Cole, that the thing we're most excited about getting are toys and action figures as 40-year-old men. So
yeah, so well, you know, at 51, nothing beats taking the Christmas money your mother-in-law gave you and buying like a three-pack of Star Wars Black Series Rogue One figures, as well as the U-wing and the TIE Striker.
Did you get the Death Troopers and the Death Lieutenant or whatever his name is? Is that the three pack you got?
It was the special pack. It was the Death Lieutenant, Death Colonel, Death Corporal, Death death
commandant
warrant officer. The minutia of the Star Wars universe is amazing.
And for more on that, listen to the Rancor Pit. The death logistics officer, the death mess cook. It goes on and on. The death mess cook's my favorite because he's got the little black apron.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And it comes with that laser frying pan that Al Brew action figure was going to come with in the 70s.
I love the fact that their Easy Bake Oven that you can buy as part of their set comes with Kyber Crystal technology. You don't even have to fire up two of the condensers to wipe an entire city off the map or cook a really moist brownie. So that was nice of them. That was good of them to put together for us. Where would you like to start this, Cole? What are we doing here? What are we talking
about?
I
did invoke my lucky leg earlier.
I don't know what that means, and I'm horrified to find out.
It might be, but it's not really that horrible. I have here at my desk a let me see if I get my bearings here. I believe this is a left leg of Abomination.
The left leg of Abomination.
Yeah, so I courtesy of I think Iron Skull action figure.
I want that action figure.
Oh, like, well, in that case, you got it.
Oh no!
Wanted the leg, you know? I'm a leg man.
I'm a giant, scaly, green leg man. That's what I am.
And this answers all of my fetishes, including only two toes.
Do you know how obscure your fetish has to be for a plastic Abomination build a figure leg to fill your wildest dreams?
That's not all I wanted to fill. Oh, but I don't want to go to the emergency room.
Ew, again. Ew.
Ew.
Oh boy, it's gonna be a long show tonight. We might go long, and I'm gonna let it go long because we're talking about toys. So
that's right, we sure are.
So suck it, control booth. We're going long tonight. There's no control booth. I'm the control booth. There's no. I just yelled at myself. But yes, so you have a lucky. I have a lucky Dormammu bottom torso that I keep around.
Oh well, you might, because you've been you got that Nicki Minaj figure or whatever her name.
Do you have Nicki? I have Nicki Minaj. And the Drake figure that came with it, Brother Drake Voodoo. Brother Drake Voodoo. No, I am basking in the glow. Not that anyone really cares out there, but we can post pictures. I have completely redone my office. Cole's office still will put mine to shame in every possible scenario. But my ever-growing Marvel Legends figure collection is looking pretty good right now. What were your big pickups this holiday season, 2016's toy runs, Cole?
I think that the one of the biggest pickups is this last year.
Okay.
The Build-A-Figure came back of its own. Hasbro.
With a fury.
Hasbro, I think, probably took some serious grief about Hitmonkey and Rocket Puck.
Right.
You know, so much downsizing.
Yeah, because they weren't, that,
you know,
Build-A-Figures
were diminishing.
I don't understand that, because it's like somebody decided in whatever room, you know, the designer's room, that to argue semantics about a Build-A-Figure. Like, well, you know, we didn't say build a giant figure, we just said Build-A-Figure, so we can make Puck and Hitmonkey Build-A-Figure. Shut up, give us what we want.
Yeah, I mean, granted, would we have ever had Puck? We certainly would never have had Arnim Zola. I've talked extensively about the fact that I love the fact that I have an Arnim Zola action figure, but I never would have had one but for the Build-A-Figure. But it just seemed kind of chintzy that we're scaling further and further down, and this last year we've seen a resurgence in the big guys.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really, if there's a Build-A-Figure that I want to finish, that Build-A-Figure is definitely Dormammu for me. I'm close. I'm pretty damn close to Dormammu. I just need a couple more pieces, and I can build him out. So I'm very excited about that. What did you get this year as far as action figures go that you think stands out the most, that you would suggest, I think, overall to people, you know, that you have in hand?
Wow. In the comic book realm, this leg is just the start. I actually managed to obtain all but the head of the component parts that would bring me all but the head of Abomination here. So I'm mostly complete. 85% complete. I just need to open all the others up and get them out. So that's how you're going to wind up with an Iron Skull right there. He ain't living here. I just want you for your leg. Some great stuff. I think I shot you a link the other day because there was one day I was farting around and found the Maddie Collector, the Mattel comic book based Watchmen figures were half price.
Good God, such a good deal.
I mean, if you didn't have them and you stumbled on that, what great timing. I went there looking for the Ice figure. Of the half of Fire and Ice that I thought they did a brilliant job with, and they had her marked down to half price because for some reason she was more expensive than everything.
Why? We don't know. It's not like the materials were more to make her or, you know, harder to sculpt, but, you know, I would, whatever their reason.
Yeah, I guess, you know, but at any rate, I went there looking for that, and then I was, of course, sort of scrolling along after I'd put that one in my cart. Let's see what else they have that isn't Masters of the Universe and our Ghostbusters.
Right.
And sure enough, I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty freaking amazing. So, you know, the Abomination Build-A-Figure is going to be really cool if I can score, apparently, Scarlet Witch. Everybody wants the sky for.
Oh,
and
cool.
I guess it's to prevent people who are trying to collect the movie-themed characters from getting a full collection of Avengers and Captain America and what have you.
So which is it? The Scarlet Witch? Oh, it's the Scarlet Witch movie version. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I have the left arm of Abomination in my hands right now, but.
Ah.
I unfortunately do not have the head of Abomination in my...
Well, then that will save me from opening somebody, whoever the left arm
does. I can send you the left arm of Abomination.
We'll just do tradesies there.
Yeah, you can send me the skull, and I'll throw me the whip, and I'll throw you the idol.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But yeah, so...
Be a male, so you're still, like, waiting and waiting.
It's the saddest, yeah. They cut that out of the movie.
Yeah, well, thankfully so, because the at the time... Costa Rican mail service was in its infancy in the 40s.
Well, you postage, but the Costa Rican mail service was in full bloom. So for me, I got what was a turned out to be one of my white whale figures this year, and I'm really excited about it. I sent
Giganto.
I sent you a ton of figures or a ton of pictures of the figure.
Oh yes.
So if I am a fan of. I think everybody who's an action figure aficionado is a fan of premium action figures. But it's very hard to justify spending $300-$400 on a Hot Toys, whatever figure, any Hot Toys figure.
Oh yeah,
you know,
they're all universally amazing.
Right.
Even the ones I don't care about are nonetheless amazing.
Right.
But then you begin to feel that kind of like my Scottish heritage kicks in a little bit.
And what does that mean, Cole?
That means that, I get this sort of convulsive feeling when I reach for my wallet.
Right. Yeah.
And stuff like that. Granted, as you mentioned, my studio is in the testament to the fact I'm not that good a Scotsman.
Well, you prefer volume.
But yeah, I do think along the lines of... A friend of mine earlier saw on Facebook had posted that he thinks of things in by virtue of Jack in the Box tacos. Something cost $40. He's thinking that's 80 Jack in the Box tacos.
Right, there's an exchange rate there.
Yeah, so
exactly.
Really puts things in a kind of perspective. Nonetheless, I mean, I own a Hot Toys Dark Knight Joker, the Heath Ledger Joker, which is just insanity.
Yeah.
And, as well as the big chap alien. And I am, the finger is close to the button on the Rey and BB-8 from their Hot Toys Star Wars collection because the likeness to Daisy Ridley. And I saw one, sans BB-8, the one where it's just her by herself, at a comic shop over Thanksgiving. And it is even more stunning in person. I'm getting close on that one.
But if you don't want to spend, you know, anywhere between, depending on if you're getting it aftermarket or direct from the source, $250 to $400, depending on the figure. And you, like me, if you listen to the show, want to be Michael Keaton's black turtleneck from the 1989 Batman movie, you can pick up from NECA, from NECA, you can pick up the Michael Keaton 18-inch Batman figure for about $100. And it is worth every cent of $100.
Oh, that thing is stunning for $100. I mean, that thing should cost $150.
Yeah, right. But it's
literally, that is, I mean, the Hot Toy stuff, a Keaton Batman like that would probably set you back $325 easy.
Right.
But the fact that they're producing this thing that is, in so many ways, every bit as good. I mean, granted, it's not going to have all the bells and whistles that Hot Toys brings to bear, but damn.
But the face sculpt is amazing. There's absolutely no mistaking that it's Michael Keaton. It comes with a variety of different hands. The articulation is great. The joints are stiff enough. It comes with little batons to make the wings flare. It comes with an assortment of bat accoutrement. It comes with a folding batarang. It comes with the grapnel gun. It comes with
It's got the you weigh more than the 108 gun.
Thank you. I was we trade that joke.
Weight Batman.
I love the fact that we trade that joke. That joke has been volleyed back and forth at least four times.
It has gone back and forth like the dialogue in an episode of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, what? Oh, we have to end the show now. It's been a great run. 209 issues. This is now Gilmore Girls podcast.
That is a dialogue tennis match.
But it's a phenomenal action figure. If you love Batman, if you love Batman, if you love the 1989 Batman movie as much as I do, and I know Cole does, maybe not as much as me. He doesn't want to drape himself over Michael Keaton a la The Apron and Mr. Mom. But if you do, this Batman figure is phenomenal. And they just released, there is a Danny DeVito Penguin. There's two versions NECA has released of the Danny DeVito Penguin, and they just released the Michelle Pfeiffer Catgirl
figure. I saw that. And all of them, I think, doesn't the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman have, like, hooded and unhooded look where she's got the I Want to Kiss Santa?
Yeah.
It's just it with the crazy eyes.
So I have a feeling there's also an NECA made a Deadpool figure in the same scale.
Which probably sold out in 3.5 seconds.
Right. But the thing is, if you're interested in these large scale premium figures and you don't want to spend Hot Toys money, you know, if Hot Toys is your porterhouse steak, Kobe beef porterhouse steak, and you just want to go get, you know, go to Outback Steakhouse, these are the figures to go with.
Because they'll give you all you can eat shrimp to go with it,
mate. To go with it, mate! Nice Batman, mate!
Australia, we got too much shrimp. We love
too
this.
Much shrimp. That should go on somebody contact their board of tourism, Australia. We got too much shrimp, mate.
You got too bloody much shrimp.
Right now, Stu's madder than me than he was when I unfollowed him on Twitter. But yes,
join a spate of unfollowing.
but yes, this is my take of the year. This is my favorite figure, and you know, running in close second would be the Marvel Legends Iron Fist figure that came out as part of the Dormammu release, which was phenomenal. They finally got the scale right. He's not a big hulky guy. He's a little guy using sort of a Spider-Man body. But the new Marvel Legends figures, if you're a toy collector and you don't collect Marvel Legends, what they're doing with their number one, their articulation has gotten better than I think it's ever been. And
absolutely.
And number two, Cole, do you want to speak to the what they're doing with translucent plastics now?
Oh, yeah, that's a great point, because they have gone just translucent plastics a go-go, creating all manner of neat effects. I mean, they've always had some they've done it a bit here and there in both the 3¾-inch and their 6-inch Legends line. But there are so many characters now. One that comes to mind that I'm riding the fence on right now is Enchantress.
Oh, yes.
Who is the either or for the Doctor Strange line.
The Nicki Minaj figure.
Yeah, you get her or Enchantress. And they've done a pretty good job of giving us a pretty good, either these characters nobody gives a damn about, or they're doing a better mix.
Yes, yes.
Because I had the Devil finding, I think it was Madame Mask was the Arnim Zola that had the actual Arnim Zola face, not the Red Skull face.
Right.
Red Skull face, Lion face, Red Skull
face. Arnim Zola face, Red Skull face, Arnim Zola face, Red Skull face.
There's a new one for you drama students to.
It's pretty long. It's a tough workout, but you'll get there.
Yeah, it's more syllables to mess with, but it's good for you to get that cadence down. But they're doing these like with a lot of the Enchanter type characters, Scarlet Witch with Enchantress, of course. I think they did this with. They're doing the same. It's basically the same basic shape. But it's in different colors of translucent plastic to fit the character. And I think they also, they're doing it with amazing, if they actually pull this off, the multicolored one with Dazzler, at least that's what we've been promised.
Oh.
So looking forward to the Dazzler.
It's going to be a good year next year, man. It's going to be a good year.
I couldn't have given a damn about Dazzler as a comic character when she had her own book. But now, for some reason, I think it's one of the coolest things they're doing is making an accurate Dazzler.
Right.
And that we've come to the point where an accurate Dazzler is a thing.
Right, for sure. Like, looking at my, and your collection outstrips mine by leaps and bounds. But just looking at what I have right now at my, you know, at my fingertips.
Which, by the way, I want to point out is no less impressive because you shouldn't have collection shame.
Yeah, right. Don't let your collection be bullied. But the thing is, the difference is like when you're pretty good at like piano. And you can play, and then you have this friend that you either didn't know or knew played piano, and then sits down at the piano and just blows you away. That's what Cole's collection. Herculean is what I've described his collection as before.
In fact, I often warn people that it is a Herculean thing to behold.
It's really, there's a story arc, it's a hero's journey walking into that room.
Thanks to Mrs. Jolly Cole, by the way, you can behold it again because the damn light fixture in here went out. And she got everything arranged, and now I have a better, brighter light fixture in here, and it's just so nice.
Next year for Christmas, I'm going to get you one of those streaming webcams that people can control from their computer, like at the zoo.
Oh, so they can spy on them. Oh crap! I forgot the webcam.
So that you can watch it. Yeah. So you can't.
Oh, it's not the size of the.
What's he doing with
the ocean? I swear.
What's he doing with that abomination leg? But no, I've got like I ended up with the Cap, Falcon, Vision, Kate Bishop, Hawkeye 3-pack because it went on massive clearance around Christmas. So I've got this amazing Vision figure that's just beautiful. I've got I never in a million years
would dare you say a Vision.
Yeah, I do dare. I dare.
I dare.
Tiger. But I also have that Cap Falcon figure, which is pretty amazing. You know, I've got my Cap figures. I've got, you know, Swoosh Shield Cap. I've got Bucky Cap. I've got Cap Wolf, and I've got Cap Falcon. Like, who would have thought? Who'd have thunk I could be looking at, you know, these figures? Is amazing. Like, they're doing great work.
Exactly. And the thing is, these are the figures that became the purview of the direct market, the comic book direct market.
Right.
This is the kind of figures that what was known at the time as DC Direct, I think it's now DC Collect, and then like Marvel Select. Those companies were started to answer exactly what your rank and file Walmart, Kmart, Toys R Us toy companies were not doing. And then all of a sudden, those guys thought, we're losing money here. Because it took a long time for them to shed, most of these toy companies, to shed the idea that even kids don't want 17 different colors of Batman.
Right.
But most of the kids buying their toys, when they did buy them, were in their 20s and 30s.
Right.
50s.
Maybe. 40s and 50s, maybe.
40s, yeah. In some cases, 60s, I'm told.
I've come to terms with a lot in the last year. You know, and I think we should probably start talking about what's coming in 2017. Like I said, we're going to go along with this show.
We need to talk about a couple of things real quick.
All right.
One day you got in touch with me and said, oh, I was over at the Walmart.
The Walmarts.
And I scanned this figure, and it was, like, dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just, oh, yeah, I was like, oh.
I've had a couple of those finds this year where it's been, you know, always make sure that you check the Walmart clearance stuff because you never know what you're going to find type of situations.
Or even just scan stuff at random periodically because you never know what's going to suddenly be on some sale because somebody screwed up somewhere. And if you hurry, you're going to get out the door before it's too late. And in this case, I actually, thanks to Amazon, probably paid the same or
a little bit
more.
Yeah.
And I think you may even still be able to get them at this price as we speak. But that is the DC Mattel, rather, finally started taking cues from their arch nemesis over at Marvel Legends and began to field the kind of DC characters people wanted, collectors wanted.
Right, at a reasonable price. And I think that that's the important thing to acknowledge is that it's at a reasonable price, because what we were seeing prior to this, before the disillusion of DC Direct, was you could get these figures, but they were probably going to run you $30-$35.
Exactly. Because they weren't being produced on the kind of scale that Mattel would produce if Mattel bothered with these things.
Right.
And they've started bothering with these things in a big way. Their DC Universe, people have gone nuts for the fact that I believe this is the first time ever that I've ever seen somebody get so behind a movie line that they finished it.
Right.
Twice.
Which movie line are you talking about?
Well, their DC Infinite series, or no, DC Unlimited, or whatever the hell it's called. They're big box figures. No, really, we're just begging for you to come, buy this, open it, take out what you want, put in some dollar store action figure and take it back to Walmart because they don't care. Swap dare packaging that I hate. They put out Batman v Superman figures to a level that was questionable as to why bother, that I thought for sure was going to derail that entire line. And I think the only thing that kept that viable at retail was, as much as I hate to admit it, Suicide Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it got to the point where they were actually – I mean, they tooled up to make Lex Luthor in his Orange is the New Black cosplay. They made some inexplicable bat creature.
Well, that was the thing about the bat creature is it appears for exactly like 25 seconds. It was in the dream sequence where it busts out of the wall. That's it.
Oh, that's right.
That's all you get. And they made it, they tooled and dyed a figure based on that 25 seconds of the movie. Yeah, they went all in. And the other cool thing that they did with that line, their build-a-figure for that line was Batman's grapnel gun.
Yes, the initial Batman v Superman, and that was a huge thing. And again, with the Deremy packaging, I kid you not, I saw one that had been returned with the missing the grappling gun piece and the kind of Batman figurine you buy at the dollar store on the card.
Yes,
was sitting inside in place of that, and I was just livid. And that was one I yanked off the shelf and I handed it to somebody nearby, and I said, "You need to, you know, let someone know that when people are making returns, they need to be paying attention because someone is shoplifting."
Right. That is a shoplifting situation.
And that's a story unto itself. That's kind of the downside of the last few years, is we've just seen more and more and more of their Facebook pages daily showing stuff. And I recently saw the little 3¾-inch Black Series exclusives from Walmart. Someone had replaced the hard-to-find figures like Ahsoka Tano with Ninja Men from the dollar store.
Really? Doesn't that make you want to kind of become a crusader? Like, I used to feel this way about comic books at grocery stores. When I would go into a grocery store and they would have, you know, like a Kroger or an Albertsons if you're out west, and you would have a comic book section, you know, next to the magazine section, sort of the dying death rattle of the rack jobber kind of situation. But the comic books would be all haphazard, laying on their side, corners bent, like, and it would infuriate me. Like, I would get, and Borders and Barnes and Noble were no different. Like, is that the same feeling for you when you see that?
Oh yeah, oh absolutely. I got so incensed one day. I called Jason the X from SCNS Live, who is, woe be unto he who is in line at the Walmart or Target returning a swapped figure, because you will probably not see another day.
You will end up in traction.
Jason the X is behind you in line, because he has sworn deadly vengeance upon swappers. But we were discussing trying to create a website and a movement called Stop the Swap, that not only would be a showcase like these, when you see these things on Facebook groups and such, for instance of this, but also to encourage people, don't just take a picture. Take that up to the customer service. Take that to someone in the department and say, look, people are ripping you off. And I wanted to get it to the point where we could get enough body of evidence that we could maybe start working with some of the manufacturers, or just working with collectors, to get good photos, good quality photos of every single damn Marvel Legends, DC, Star Wars Black Series, anything that came in a rip-offable package.
Yes.
And create databases, or, you know, even booklets, and get people to take them to the returns managers of these shops and say, here is what your people need to be looking at.
Right.
When somebody comes in with this, they need to, you know, have something where they can look and say, that's not what was in the package that you bought.
Right. That's
and retail needs to dare to do that, because they're going to start losing a lot of money, and eventually they're going to start, but actually even beyond that, the real onus is on the manufacturers. They need to stop this packaging. It took a blowtorch and a machete to get into the original Marvel Legends packaging.
Right, for sure. Yes, you're absolutely right. The blister packed and then wrapped and then corkscrewed in with those twist ties. Like, you could not. There was no getting anything out of that without fully disassembling Johnny Five to get in there. You were absolutely correct.
Disassemble.
Yeah, that was a Cole reference, if I've ever made one.
That's right. That was a nice cut there. I like that.
Yeah, it was deep. That was
amply deep.
Track 8.
That's right.
But yeah, so
people are liking it at night. Lights.
But what figure? We tangented hard there. What figure were you talking about? You were talking about the DC figures.
As if you didn't know. And I'm actually holding it in my hand because it's not been installed into the collection yet. The Dark Knight finale Batman,
so cool.
In the big ass football armor.
This figure is heavy enough that you could fight off an attacker with it. It is solid.
This is the sort of, you could like you could beat the original Night Owl to death.
Damn it. That was a good Watchmen joke. That was a really
that substantial. You might lose his gun in the process, but otherwise it would be very effective.
And not only that, and this is in my humble opinion, the armored Dark Knight figure is the coolest figure of that particular, you know, DC multiverse, I think is what they call their 6-inch line. The DC multiverse figure.
Multiverse, that's the one. Yes, indeed.
But
and they're taking some chances with that multiverse, like the Earth something or other Batman, where it's the African American Batman, the Superman rather, was African American Superman Kryptonian, I guess.
Superman. But they not only have this armored Batman figure, which is so damn cool and accurate to the comic book down to like the Frank Miller detailing, but they also have, in that same from the Dark Knight, they also have the Superman, they have the Robin, they have the mutant, just kind of Johnny Mutant guy, they have the mutant leader, And they have the Son of Batman Batman figure with his blue motorcycle jacket and shaved head.
I couldn't believe they did the Mutant Leader, too. Because, I mean, that guy's like... This is like the first wave of the McFarlane movie maniac Sill from Species.
It's a big... Like, these figures are deep cuts. They're big. They're good quality. Obviously, somebody is starting to get it somewhere. They're much like their movies, they're finally ramping up to meet what Marvel's been doing. Because at the same time as I can buy what was her name? Kelly or Carrie, I forget the Robin.
Oh, yeah, the Robin from the... Yeah, they've got her. I mean, they have gone all in where if you are a huge fan of The Dark Knight Returns, you could have figures that represent every aspect thereof.
I believe the Joker from The Dark Knight Returns.
What they were missing is, like, Bathorse.
That they were. They should... There should the end.
There needs to be, like, a mail-away or something. Bat Collector exclusive. Come on.
God, yeah, that's awesome. Yes.
God forbid you were a fan of Batman v Superman. They went all in.
Yes.
Right down to having like dream sequence post-apocalyptabat, which apparently when you can't find capes, long coats make a good replacement.
Right. Yeah. There's tactically.
Batman's is Westworld cosplay.
Nice. You're making some good jokes tonight, Cole. I feel like we're back in the saddle here. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, we are so on board.
We are on fire tonight with the deep cut references.
Somebody hand me a barbed wire bat. I am on fire tonight.
But no, the across the aisle from the Carrie Kelly Robin figure is a figure, a Marvel Legends figure of the friggin' eel that I can buy. We live in a great time for action figures.
Oh, I know. And not Marvel's
eel. Sorry, Marvel's eel.
Yeah, David S. eel.
They're part of it. But yeah. So, all right, I want to get to next year, because there's a lot of stuff coming that I want to talk about. A lot of stuff coming, Cole. Did I lose you?
Cole.
There he is.
Stupid mute button.
Stupid mute button. Yeah, I want to talk about next year, because there's a lot coming next year. I'm going to ask this question every year now, okay? So are you prepared to answer a question?
I'm in place here. I feel like I'm strapped into the polygraph or the Mobius chair or whatever it is.
Okay.
It's not generally used for questioning the Mobius chair, but in this case,
we're
it was the only thing we had to hand.
Right, we refitted it. What is your 2017 action figure toy resolution?
Wow.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I would resolve to do in the new year is to sacrifice some of my wall art.
Okay.
Which was generally most anything that's on the wall is just to fill in those blank spaces behind shelves and shadow boxes and towers, any other thing I could stick an action figure on.
Sure.
So that I can put up additional small things to stick action figures on.
I know how you feel. Weird shelving.
Yeah, anything. Risers or, stray. I need more. I want to, like, invent some sort of shelf you hang from the ceiling.
Like a rope ladder hanging from the ceiling with just toys strapped to it. Eventually that office is going to look like some sort of weird hut that you would like in a fairy tale witch's house, like with just like jars of like newt eyes hanging at eye level that you have to kind of fight your way through to get in.
I think actually my resolution is I have resolved myself to covering a second of the three windows in this room.
Oh, no. Are you going to drywall over another one?
I didn't exactly drywall. I did something really clever, even though I never want to move again, because we've been here nearly 20 years, and or over 20 years, actually, nearly 25 years now. And I resolved I was never going to move again because, God, that's going to be a bear if I ever have to pack this crap up.
Yeah, consider that, toy collectors.
The collection has grown exponentially in those years, so trust me, I don't want to pack it. I want to – what I did was basically frame in the window frame about an inch in with 1x1 lumber.
Okay.
And then pre-paint and hang and bolt into that a pre-cut piece of plywood.
Okay.
So it's still a perfectly good window. And if God forbid we ever move, it will be simplicity to return it to its window state.
That's
a tip for anybody who's got a window with a nice, relatively deep frame in it. Because, like, if you wander out in the yard and hack your way through the underbrush, you can actually see the back of a 2x4, you know, the fresh wood 2x4 there.
That's fantastic. There needs to be, like, you need to write, like, a how-to blog for collectors where to put figures, the best ways to put figures, how to, like, answer questions, you know, like click and clack, but for action figures. Like a call-in show for action figures. That's what you need.
I'm looking over at the window that is walled over, and there is just such beautifully ample use of four bracket and standard type shelving pieces, as well as two little shadow boxes that would have nowhere to live. So that's given over in its entirety. It has most of the Mattel Batman 66 collection.
Right.
And the bulk, almost the entirety of the 3¾-inch Marvel collection.
And you would have no place for it otherwise, obviously.
Yeah, it'd be like Rocket Raccoon's bomb. I'd have to put it in a box. So, yeah, I am seriously eyeballing this other window even more so now. I'm just like, I'm undressing the cheap roll-down blind with my eyes.
That is a good resolution. That is a good resolution. I like that. I know that you haven't seen it for the most part. Anybody out there, those of you that have, I'm looking at you, Clay. You can speak to the fact that
he has been there.
He has been there. He's done seen it. But you can speak to the audacity of Cole's boxing with God, and his arms are long enough when it comes to this collection. That's all I'm gonna say. So anything more that you can get on those walls, I fully support it. Eventually, yeah, they're gonna fold in on themselves like Matthew McConaughey from Interstellar. But until it gets to that point.
And I also have this wonderful. It's like somebody like a shelf, a bookshelf, and an end table had a child, and. It's like this wonderful four-shelf tower thing that houses a lot of stuff, but I did the measurements, and I'm thinking about maybe replacing it with a Detolf.
Oh.
That way I can get a much brighter 360 than I currently have.
There you go.
Because of the glass and all.
I think I'm going Detolf this year, at least one.
I cannot recommend the Detolf enough. I think that there was fear of an American-Scandinavian war when IKEA, a year or so back, declared that they were discontinuing the Detolf. And I think the UN, there was a UN resolution, and they were kind of compelled with sanctions to bring it back.
Yeah, it was Nuremberg all over again. But
yeah, it really was. They were going to convene a tribunal.
A living tribunal.
No, yeah, nobody. Wow.
Yeah.
Way to Doctor Strange it. Speaking of Doctor Strange and earlier sideshow, I think we may have talked about how the just incredible Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange that Hot Toys makes.
Oh my God. If there were, you know, I say this at every Hot Toys I see, almost within reason. I say, if I was going to get if I was going to spend the money on a Hot Toys, this is the one I would get. And every year there's another one that I see that I'm like, if I was going to spend the money on Hot Toys, this is the one I was going to get. And I think that, you know, if right now somebody said, here's a Hot Toys gift card for $400, it would be the Bumber Snatch Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Toys figure for sure.
How could one resist? I mean,
see, you're gonna you took a very practical approach to your 2017 toy resolution.
It's practical and impractical at once. I want to point out real quick before you paint me in a light that I don't deserve, because it's impractical in that it just is going to open up a whole new world of possibilities for me that I may or may not need to be pursuing. So.
Well, my problem with that statement is we are going to pursue those possibilities. We don't have... This is what we... You're not going to buy more stuff. You're not...
I am the guy who followed the child around with a toy he wasn't going to get. Just so I could have my damn Ewok, because being an adult was the best revenge.
I knocked a kid over, if you remember that story.
Oh, that's right.
I completely floored a kid trying to get some Star Wars toy back in the day. I'll have to go back and listen to that particular episode of United States of Geekdom. But yeah, I leveled a kid.
I garroted a child. No, wait.
Does this rack smell like chloroform to you?
Is there a statute of limitations on...
That's my name, Dub.
Attempted murder in a crime of passion?
But for me, I've decided that Marvel Legends and the 3¾-inch and the DC figures that I have, they've done me no end of justice, like, especially now. And we will, you know, in the next, third of the show, there are three-thirds to this show, the next third of the show, we're going to talk about what's coming. And I am by no means turning my back. I want to be clear. I'm no means turning my back on the Marvel Legends line or the DC multiverse line or the 3¾-inch line. But I'm tapping into my collecting chakra. It's a new chakra. We found it. And I'm opening
Sling Ring, do your thing.
Yeah, I'm opening my mind's eye. And this year I'm going to venture into the Far East and start looking at a few, three or four import figures. That's going to be my that's going to be my resolution, is start looking at like the Bandai Fig Arts MAFX figures and see what that's all about, because the difference you do pay more. So, they're about double the price of, or triple the price, depending on the figure, of your Marvel Legends domestic figures. But the sculpts are insane. Their articulation is great. So that's the direction that I'm looking at this year. I've got my eyeballs right now on a Tony Stark figure that I think I'm going to make the leap on here early in the new year to get this year rolling in the right direction. But all that being said, the domestic front has released to us a veritable menagerie of what's coming this year, and it's amazing. It's astounding, and I think that we need to talk about it, because
because there's always so much every year. It's just another golden age.
It really is, and they've released some. There's going to be a Marvel Legends X-Men line that they're releasing. And I know that you and I have talked about it, Cole, but are there any figures that stand out in this line to you besides that Dazzler figure, which we've already talked about, which, by the way, roller skates and a microphone. The Farrah Fawcett hair, roller skates,
the David Bowie makeup.
It's always going to be too soon, and it's never going to be too soon. So
yeah.
I can't not. This will be a figure that I will have in my collection as soon as I see it. I'm cashing it out. That this one is out of control.
Yeah, and I think it's a kind of what's neat is you've got so many classic characters coming to the fore. Mm-hmm. Whether I personally care about them or not, as always, it's just kind of neat to see that we live in an age where these characters are being recognized as viable toy choices. From the rather pandering Angela, which I think her presence in the Marvel Universe is rather pandering.
I would concur with that, absolutely. But that line, there's a, you know, in conjunction with the second Guardians of the Galaxy movie, they are releasing another wave of Guardians of the Galaxy figures in the 6-inch scale. And I think there are two that I'm very excited about in this line. One of them is actually three. One of them is the Vance Astro figure, but I'm excited about him because of my, you know, burgeoning and ever-growing Captain America collection.
That is cool, because we do have a 3¾-inch Vance Astro, which is great, except he can't stand up worth a damn, because he screwed his feet.
He's got the stupid ankles.
Yeah.
But there's
stupid bad ankles.
But there's a Yondu figure, the Michael Rooker Yondu figure, which...
How did I not know there's a Michael Rooker Yondu figure?
Which has two heads, okay? So it has the head from the last movie, where it has kind of the plate over the fin. Then there's a finned head with the full fin, but...
From Volume 2.
But the coolest feature on this figure is that using these new plastic effects that they've been putting out there on the Legends figures, it has the whistle arrow... with a trail that allows it to kind of leave the figure, a plastic...
Oh, neat.
Yeah, trail that will go away from the figure that he's going to hold, and has like a little kind of like wind trail behind it that goes out. That it's amazing. It's amazing. And my Dark Horse figure from this line, the figure that I never thought I would see in a 6-inch scale, not sure I want, but I'm going to end up buying, is the is the Dark Hawk figure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Dark Hawk, you know, the 90s Marvel Dark Hawk with the claw, grappling hook hand, and the wings. Like, that is one I never
thought. Why am I not finding this amazing?
This stuff, I'll find it for you. But, yeah, this stuff is out there for us to peruse.
It just beggars the question, how long until we start to see, like, Marvel's Diablo? Or,
oh my God, that would be so amazing.
Brother Blood, or not Brother Blood, Baron Blood.
Baron Blood. Also, like I was thinking, you know, I was going through my wish list of all of the, you know, of all the things that I would like to see. But yeah, a Baron Blood figure would be fantastic. Did they ever make a 6-inch Union Jack figure, that to your awareness?
Oh, wow. I don't remember. That line has been around so long.
Yeah, I need to look at that, because that is something that I would love to have.
Good night. I'd have to research that.
But what about this?
I'm sorry, I was just sort of racking my brain there, but there's some great 21 in the year 2117, after I'm long since turned to dust. what are you saying, Cole? It's only 100 and some years from now.
Yeah, that's just nothing.
Just close to 100 years. But there's some really cool, like in the 3¾-inch line, I think tail end of last year, first part of this year, we got the Living Laser.
The Hydro Man was pretty great, too.
Yeah, the Hydro Man. And I didn't realize that the Hydro Man, you know, he comes with the water spout torso thing going on, or lower body. But I didn't realize that he also had that he was kind of translucent just in general.
Yeah, no, he is.
And what the hell is this thing building?
What it's building confounds me. I don't know what it's from. Like, I'm pretty steeped. I do a comic book podcast every week. I've been reading comics for 30 years.
I do not know this arm, unless it's supposed to be, I don't know, random or something.
Well, it's a cat. It's a guy with a cat head.
What?
Yeah, it's some guy. He has a cat's head, and then a, It's very bizarre. It's like a big guy with a gun arm and a cat's head. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm sure we could look it up and find out. Where's the fun in that? But
cat head guy.
But the other build-a-figure that we know about.
I love the pursed lips look there.
The whistle lips?
Yes, that's brilliant.
Yeah. The other build-a-figure that we know is coming is in this X-Men line, which features Dazzler. A couple of the key components, Dazzler, which is the number one figure, which we will continue to talk about for till no end. But there's also the Jim Lee Cyclops figure, which actually the sculpt looks pretty damn cool. There's a classic Polaris action figure.
That was one of the ones I was going to bring up, was Polaris.
So cool. Like, that's, who would have thought we would have gotten a classic Polaris action figure?
I may have inadvertently solved the cat guy question.
Okay. Who is cat guy?
cat guy, they may have accidentally put out a spoiler.
For the movie or something?
Yeah.
Really?
That is a movie Yondu figure. So it makes me wonder if Big Cat Guy is either a movie character or perhaps a Guardians character from the comics.
See, I think it's a Guardians character from the comics, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not steeped enough.
But in this line with Polaris, there is also a Sunfire figure using the Danny Rand Fire Fists, which is pretty damn cool. Finally, a good-looking Colossus figure. It has been a long time coming that we get a modern, good-looking, well-articulated, well-sculpted Colossus figure. So thank you for that.
That is so true, because it so often gets kind of left on the wayside, or you get this like super bulked up version, or you know, God forbid Deadpool version, perhaps.
Right, which I would not want. I thought it was a clever use of the character, but I do not want an action figure based on that. But all culminating in what could be one of the coolest Build-A-Figures that Marvel has put out yet. And that is a comic book accurate Warlock figure.
Yes.
New Mutants Warlock figure.
There has not been a Warlock figure since an obscure New Mutants line back in the Toy Biz days.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody cared about until everybody wanted the Warlock figure.
And this one looks like it's of the right size. It looks like a pretty big figure, pretty tall figure. It's got the crazy hair, you know, the googly eyes, the good paint job. I'm pretty damn excited about this Warlock figure. I'm going to end up with every figure in this line. And honestly, there's no figure in this line that I'm looking at that I'm thinking isn't worth having. They all
really?
Look pretty good. Yeah, like the only one that I would be on the fence about having would be the Cyclops figure. But even that figure looks very well sculpted. It's got the requisite.
Yeah, it's from the pouch era.
I was going to say it has all the requisite pouches that you would ever need. I think that, yeah. Are there any of these figures that got you real excited except for the aforementioned Dazzler?
Yeah, the Dazzler I'm still pretty pumped about. And I'm really to the point, and unless I do wall over that window, which undoubtedly I will, I really couldn't think too heavily about getting into any more bigger stuff. It's hard enough to find room for the smaller stuff, but now the bigger stuff's looking more appealing as the price points are almost matching.
Right.
Why should I pay, like, $13 when for $6 more I get a much bigger, cooler figure?
Right. Exactly. So is there anything else that you know of that's coming down the pike in 2017 that you're pretty excited about?
Wow. You know what's funny is you mentioned that, and I'm trying to rack my brain to think if I've seen anything. Hasbro does a great job of pimping the Marvel Legends. Mattel, I'm trying to recall if I've seen anything from their DC series.
I've got a couple that I found when I was doing my searches that I'm really excited about. One of them I'm flat out excited about. The other one I'm kind of excited about, ironically, but I'm sending you the links now so that you can take a look.
Yes, indeed.
One of the one I'm just flat out excited about is a two-pack coming from the DC line that is the classic Blue Beetle and Booster Gold. The Blue Beetle comes with his non-lethal I guess it's a sound cannon, if I remember correctly. It's the sound pistol, and the, of course, the Booster Gold comes with Skeets. But yeah, the thing that I think I'm most excited about is they have switchable heads. So the standard heads are kind of the grim superhero face, scowl. The interchangeable heads are big giant smiley heads. So they got these giant goofy grins. They also come with each of them has an interchangeable hand. Booster's is on his they're both the left and right respect. I know both of them are left hands, I believe, but they're holding mixed drinks, and they both come with Hawaiian Lays.
I love the fact that we now have DC figures that can get laid.
Yeah, I love the fact that we now have DC figures that have ironic accessories packaged with
exactly.
the figures.
Yeah. Not only does Blue Beetle have his trademark light gun.
The light gun, not sound gun. Sorry, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even register that you'd said sound gun. That's how smoothly you nearly got away with it.
One for you, damn
He
kids.
Also comes with a cocktail.
Yeah, they both do. It's so it great.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
This makes me so happy.
And I love the fact that both of the right hands of the Booster Gold figure feature a very important element in the sculpt, and that is the Legion flight ring.
Right. The stolen suit, the stolen Legion flight ring. Articulation on these figures looks fantastic. I am going to own these. Toot sweet. This will be one that I have to have. I can't not have this. This is entirely too great. The happy heads are so great. They literally went ear to ear with the Blue Beetle grin.
It's very reminiscent of a DC, one of their direct market figures that I stumbled on Amazon. I'm like, I may have to own this because it is the classic Aquaman with an interchangeable head that features the telepsychic.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
And I think one of the other things I'm really looking forward to, and I may just have to try to catch them all, there's part of me that would dearly love to try to do all of the movie-accurate Marvel Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of coming in too late in the game probably for that anyway.
Right.
Beyond space consumption. But what I love is, while Hollywood may never give us this very thing, Hasbro will.
What's that?
That is, we've talked about it a long time ago on this very show, but that, of course, is the Marvel Legends Netflix
Figures,
which we will finally get. The year has arrived that we get them.
I'm so, so excited. Like, I can't express, as, you know, as a Legends collector, how this has been on the wish list since Daredevil dropped. Like, I think one of the first things we said is, why can't we go buy an action figure of, you know, A, Daredevil in his kind of Dark Knight, you know, year one Frank Miller black outfit, and in his, you know, costume reveal at the end, and why can't we buy a Vincent D'Onofrio figure, you know, like, and now we can get some of those figures.
So I can't help but wonder, will it be a Build-A-Figure line? And if it is, are we building a Vincent D'Onofrio?
I wish. I can only hope.
The only
hope.
Other thing I would hope for in this line, and it's taking, some liberties.
Sure.
To be sure. Would be to get a Build-A-Figure Stilt Man.
That would be so great. A big, tall.
Yeah.
Like, just normal size figure, except every... What they should do, Cole, roll with me on this. Go into the theater of the mind. Release a Stiltman figure in the line.
With a component part.
And then every figure in the line has two additional links in the stilt legs.
Yeah, or even just one would be thrilling.
So each figure you buy, you can make Stiltman taller.
So people will either get one more piece toward a super tall Stiltman figure for their collection.
Right.
That, like, they can put on the floor next to the shelves with all their other figures. Or their Punisher Netflix figure comes with a piece of corrugated pipe.
Right, exactly. So you, but
as far as anyone knows, just tell people, that's a WWE figure accessory.
And just imagine.
It was supposed to go with a folding chair and a.
The brilliance here is this, right? What happens when you buy all five of the figures and you have your Build-A-Figure, you're done, right? Let's say you want the Abomination. Maybe you get an extra leg for whatever you do with it, Cole. We're not judging. But you have a full Abomination figure and the extra leg, and then you're done. With the component part Stiltman figure, you can just keep buying figures until you have a 10-foot Stiltman figure. There's this giant ass, you've bought 17 Jessica Jones figures in order to have a literal 10-foot tall stilt man. This is great. Why hasn't anybody done this?
Oh, good night. I hadn't thought about that. They would just keep selling the hell out of all the leg component parts.
Yes! Yes!
You would have to literally, like, have it, like guy wires or something to keep it from falling over, but it'd be worth it.
It would be so worth it. It would be like your multiple man figure collection. I would just have the tallest stilt man figure. It would be two stories of stilt man by the time I was done. It would be the greatest thing ever. My other one that I found from DC, and this is the ironic one that is hilarious. I think it's hilarious. And I think it's and it's just a great idea. Is they're releasing something that they're calling the Batman animated Batman from the animated show, the Batman animated Batman Expressions Pack. So
that is so cool.
It's so cool because you get Batman's usual face. You get Batman, and these are interchangeable heads. You can put them on any of the Batman 6-inch series figures. You get one Batman figure and then all these heads. So, and capes to go with it. So you can get Batman's normal face, you get Batman's squinty eye scowling face, you get scared Batman face, you get grimacing Batman face, you get smirking Batman face, you get bloody, like bloody lip Batman face, and then you get just Bruce Wayne face.
And
so great.
The Bat-O face was a bit of a surprise.
It's in there. It's in there.
Yeah.
It's vinegar. It's definitely Batman vinegar strokes. It's in there.
Yeah, it's I think that one is actually a pack-in with the Catwoman figure.
Man, we haven't even gotten to we got to wrap up soon, and we haven't even gotten to like the real stuff I wanted to talk about, like that Batman Barbie doll.
Oh wow, yeah.
Like that Batman-ass Barbie doll that I found. $35, you can get it. It looks weird. I'm warning you. He's super jowly, but it's there, and it has a hot swappable Ben Affleck head that comes with it. I'm just saying, for anybody that's collected out there, according to Amazon, it's a wonderful addition to any Barbie collection, even though it certainly doesn't look like it. It absolutely does not look like that. The cowl over the face just looks huge. Like, have you seen this figure, Cole?
Oh, yeah, it's just ill-fitting.
Yeah, it's so bad. I want it, though. I really want it, though. No, there are a lot of stuff we're not going to get to tonight. There were a lot of Kickstarter campaign stuff for toys that's out there right now.
That's what's amazing to me is that that sort of thing has become a thing.
Yeah, non-IP, non-licensed, There's a Mythic Legions is extremely popular right now. I'm not going to get into it. We'll save it for another show. But there's a thing called Mythic Legions, which are all kind of sword and sorcery figures that are super articulated, super badass figures. Like I was looking at them while I was doing research, and I was like, I have to have like all of these figures. There's like bird people and lizard.
Oh, I know. The bird ones were just astonishing. Astonishing to me because they were utilizing species that were just sometimes obscure, you know, ones you wouldn't think of, like greater hornbill or something like
that. Yeah, and they got rooster ones.
Yeah.
Which I thought was so cool. Like,
it's like Count Cocksure.
I'll go with it. I want it. I would buy it now if that was the actual name. I'd leave it in the package. But no, they got like, you know, people, and then there's like, you know, different armies, and there's kind of filler army build, like action figures for like your grunt soldier type guys to sentry type things. Like, God, it's just so cool. Another thing that I want to talk to Eddie about, there's a company called Marauder that puts out modular 3 3/4-inch military figures, G.I. Joe style, but you can build – everything is modular. You can build your own, and they are friggin' badass. Like, the stuff that you can do and buy and make with these things is amazing. So we'll talk about all the Kickstarter stuff on another show. We've talked about the Dime Novel Legends before, which is the Prospector and the Wild West Kickstarter 3 3/4-inch figures that we talked about with the Barkeep and the Confederate Soldier and the Lone Ranger, the Masked Vigilante figures.
Yes, the cannon and Stagecoach and all the very reminiscent of the old Johnny West, I believe it was.
And we'll talk about all that stuff on another show, but. Is there anything that you wanna wrap this up with? Because the only other thing I have to talk about is that jacket that we found doing research for this particular show.
Okay, yeah, we've got to cover that. Then I'll I'll sign off with a non-comic non sequitur.
Okay. We were doing research for this particular show and kicking around ideas and looking for stuff. And on Action Figure Insider, now, by the way, most of the research for this show comes from, you know, like you said, MattyCollector.com. There's a lot of really good deals, a lot of toys out there. A lot of our news for action figures comes from sites like Action Figure Insider and Toys and Toy News International, Toy News SI. What's the one that you go to a lot?
I often would visit Cool Toy Review as one. And a lot of those are, some of them are becoming a little bit hit and miss lately.
But, really?
Which is unfortunate because some of them used to be, you know, like finger on the pulse. And then I keep finding out, like, how did I not know there was a Michael Rooker? Yondu figure with whistle action.
Whistle action? But we found this company called Hero Within that makes clothing. Not an action figure, but clothing. They make these real subtle on the outside, emblazoned on the inside, Batman pea coats. That are amazing. They also have a Green Lantern leather jacket with sort of a Green Lantern stitched, embroidered, I guess, but very subtle Green Lantern logo on the back. They have a Flash hoodie. Hero Within. I will have this peacoat. You mark my damn words. This peacoat will be mine.
That is a truly a thing of beauty. And is that the one that has like all the utility pockets?
Yes. It's black on the outside. The inside is yellow, and then has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 utility pockets plus a giant Batman logo sewn into like the yoke in the back. I can't. When Cole showed it to me, I lost my goddamn mind. I went banana crackers for this thing. I can't not have this. But I wanted to share that as the kind of the last thing that we talked about tonight as far as like actual like my collectibles. I will own this peacoat, you mark my damn words.
Yeah, because it was like, here's the story about it, and Andy was like, how do I buy it? Where can I possibly get it? I said, well, there's a link there. It's like, you know, lies.
It's like, no, where? I was yelling. I was screaming doing the research. Like, Cole and I were on the phone before the show. I was screaming about it. So if you buy it before me, I'll punch you in the dick. But feel free to buy it after I buy it. That's fine.
Right. We'll keep you informed as to when Andy is safely ensconced in his bat coat.
We'll upload pictures. That way you'll know that it's time for you to buy one as well, and we'll form an army. So, Cole, what did you want to end the show with here?
Well, I recently, I mean, not necessarily discovered, but became rather enamored. Bandai has this just glorious, very Japanese mashup of the Star Wars license with some, it's exactly the sort of thing customizers were already doing to a certain degree, and that is sort of mashing up the sensibilities of feudal Japan with the sensibilities, the martial sensibilities of the Star Wars.
Right.
And I decided I really need to own at least a single specimen thereof.
See?
And I'm sort of torn between the Darth Vader samurai with the you know how oftentimes you'll have that sort of crescent-like motif going on the helmet?
Yep.
Where they've taken that idea and extrapolated it. At first I thought, oh, that's kind of cool, very samurai-looking. Then I realized, no, it is a big gold circle on the helmet with a small circle off-center at the top. Representing the Death Star. So I'm like, cool. Oh, that is so clever. But the one that really, oddly enough, I love the look of this. It doesn't, you know, it's not trying as hard to be a Star Wars thing, because firearms, while they did exist in feudal Japan, weren't as commonplace. And I think that's kind of what Lucas was going for, was that sort of Seven Samurai or Sanjiro, Akira Kurosawa feel. Mm-hmm. With this, you know, the kind of ability to use a up close and personal type martial weapon. But there's this wonderful archer that they have, this armored archer with this gigantic bow that can be folded up on his back, or if you want him to use his katana. And just from the pictures of it, the fact that, you know, he can has a hand, you know, interchangeable hands, one of which is like knocking the arrow hands.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, and then there's one that's a drummer who has the, you know, the drum attached to the chest plate of the armor.
So cool. And you know, they did that with Marvel.
Either one of them was just, oh, yes, yes, indeed. I've seen Spider-Man or Spider Samurai.
Spider Samurai. Yeah, and that's, thank you. We can go on our, we can go, this is like borderline, I'm trying borderline not to be racist, but we can go on our Far East journey together. That's what I'm saying, is that I want to expand that horizon for myself. You know, there's so much out there that isn't domestic that I think that it's time for a journey to the East when it comes to this kind of thing. And I think absolutely, there's a lot out there. So with that being said, I think it's time we have to wrap it up.
Unfortunately we do. This also, I do want to point out Isle of Toys, with that wonderful alliteration between both invoking the place where you find the toys in the store and our love of toys, Isle of Toys, is also the title of an upcoming, I'll be launching in 2017, Isle of Toys.
That's right.
A brand new monthly show here at the JCU where various guests and I discuss all kinds of toys. And I'm going to challenge myself and bring on guests to talk about Power Rangers or Transformers or G.I. Joe, things I have either a passing knowledge of or no knowledge whatsoever, because I want to explore all kinds of toys, not just Isle of Toys if you're Jedi Cole.
Right. If you listen to Hey Kids Comics, which is That's what we do. No, and that's what I was, you know, I have some insider knowledge on this, but that's what I was getting at when I was saying, man, if only there was a place where we could get together and talk about all the toys, and you are giving the world that. So we appreciate it. Us toy collectors out here, we want this to happen. So thank you for giving us that, Cole.
Oh, excellent. Absolutely. I'm silly for toys of all kinds, and it'll be great fun to be able to explore a lot more of the different options and a lot more of the different things that are out there, and maybe, you know, kind of inform some people about some toys, toy lines that they weren't aware were out there. Maybe some options of things to look for in the aftermarket. They're a lot of fun, and also impart some tips on collecting from those of us who's been collecting for a long time, just to kind of give you some ideas of where to take your passions with this, because the one big piece of advice in closing that I can give, if you're buying in the aftermarket, be very patient and, you know, give yourself the liberty to just wait.
Right.
Because sometimes you can find that piece you nearly spent $100 on for $30.
Absolutely. And case in point, as we close it up, and we will plug us out of here after this, but it was right after Thanksgiving. Amazon was running one of their specials, and they had the new Marvel Legends line, which, by the way, they canceled, which I think is a damn shame. The giant Marvel Legends line.
Yes.
The Captain America figures from the giant Marvel Legends line was $10, down from $40. So if you wait, if you want something and it's a little out of your price range, don't you, like Cole said, don't jump on it right away. Give yourself a little time, a little patience. You've got to stalk your prey, and I think your results will be much better. You are absolutely right, sir. All right.
And a final bit of advice as a collector, and we'll probably talk about this on Isle of Toys, go on to Amazon, fill your cart the hell up with everything you want, and then put it all in save for later.
Right.
Because that way, if you go and check it every day or two, you'll get these little updates. You know, this has gone up. This has increased from 1507 to 1509. That was a good business move to get that extra 2 cents out of people. But sometimes you will actually, you know, you'll be able to catch all of those points where a $20 action figure is now $7.
Right, for sure. I think we've done a lot of justice to some action figures tonight, Cole. We packed a lot of value added into those blister packs this year, I think.
We have built figures, we have bargain shopped, we've aftermarket shopped, we've looked forward into the future to anticipate where our money is going to go. Marvel, DC, and others still really seriously considering that Saga action figures, which I believe you could still get at the I'm drawing a blank on the manufacturer, but I saw them, they're $50 on the manufacturer's website to this day, and I saw them at this comic shop, like, oh, cool, and they're like, 75 or 80, I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, nope, I know where I'm going. All right, well, why don't you plug us up, and we'll get out of here, my man.
All right, we are coming to you through the auspices of the Jedi Cole Universe at JediCole.com, soon to be home of Isle of Toys. Also, as 2017 approaches, so many things are coming back. Re-nerding is back, do-it-yourself. Catherine is reviving What'd You Think?
Nice.
With a brand new co-host, because Bobby Blakey has 3 seconds to rub together in his life right now. So we're really excited. I'm not going to reveal her co-host ahead of time, but if you followed me on other pursuits, you may know him. Good Night Renerding's got some episodes, if I hadn't mentioned them. Pretty much all the recurring favorites that were active are coming back. Holiday hiatus is over, and we're all chomping at the bit. And, of course, Rancor Pit will finally have new episodes. And you can check out the episodes of the Rancor Pit Live on the first and third Sundays of every month at watchonairlive.com from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, first and third Sundays with me and Eddie Medina and the Talk Lord of the Sith, Zach, and whenever we possibly can, our intern, Stephen Fett, along with some fun guests and all kinds of cool Star Wars stuff. So check it out, because the Force is definitely with it.
The Force is with it. Yeah, so I think if we've shown anything tonight, it's that the JCU is back in full effect for 2017. Johnny Five is alive, and we're coming to you in full
Johnny
effect.
Johnny S5,
and we are part of it. So join us next time for more Hey Kids Comics. We got a lot to talk about this year. It's going to be a fun year, lots of changes, lots of positive movement. We are loving this. I guess that's it. Say goodnight, Cole.
Good night, everybody, and get out there and collect some damn toys, would you?
That's right. Build yourself.
Somebody come help me wall up this window, too.
Yeah, if you know any contractors,
like, man,
or...
I could break my hip over there balanced on the couch trying to...
Or anybody that works at Walgreens, please let us know. We need to start an underground toy railroad out of Walgreens.
To which point, we talked about it before the show, but not on the show. We recently discovered there's going to be probably a Walgreens exclusive, but it's too early to quote us on that. But a Black Panther figure.
Beautiful Black Panther figure.
Beautiful comic book rendition ever.
That's right. So if you work at Walgreens or know anybody that works at Walgreens, you know, maybe it's time to start a little Joe Pesci underground action figure shuttling ring out of Walgreens. Not for nothing. Just let them know. Maybe Angelo will be involved. You never know.
Yeah, that's right. You know, because you help me out, I help you out. We get things done. You'll get some Black Panthers. You get whatever you need. You know, somebody messing with your business, I'll mess with theirs.
All right, everybody. Join us next week when Cole, Andrew, and Angelo come back to talk about more comic books.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.